bastard.
Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a recess.
I'd like an answer to the question, Judge.
The court will wait for an answer.
If Lieutenant Kendrick gave an order that Santiago wasn't to be touched, then why did he have to be transferred? Colonel, Lieutenant Kendrick ordered the code red, didn't he? Because that's what you told Lieutenant Kendrick to do.
Object! Bring your whip back! You cut these guys loose!
Your Honor,
you had Marcus inside a phony transfer!
Your Honor,
you doctored the logbook!
Damn,
you coerced the doctor!
Consider yourself in contempt!
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth! Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
And on that note, welcome to Real News with Lee Leffingwell on this June 9th, 2023. And why are we here today? That's what you're asking. Lee, what's going on? What do you want to talk about now? Well, I want to talk about Donald Trump becoming the very first president to be indicted on federal charges. That's right. And yeah, you're saying, Lee, well, wait. He was just indicted a few weeks ago by Alan Bragg. Yes, you're right, but not on federal charges. The Department of Justice, under the crooked Biden administration, this fraudulent, traitorous president, the 46th president of the United States, Joseph Biden, weaponized the Department of Justice on Thursday and took legal action to make Trump the very first former president in U.S. history to face federal charges. So let's go down what they are legion at happening, okay? First of all, I just want to just say Obama had declassified documents in his possession. Let me go on and on. Bill Clinton had documents. George W. Bush had documents. Who else had documents? Mike Pence had documents. And just recently, in the last 6 months, it's all over the news that Joe Biden himself had something like over 1,800 boxes of unclassified documents in his Delaware home in the garage next to his Corvette. Look that up. These are facts. So how come none of the presidents were ever charged? You want to know why? Because these have all been presidents that just walked the line. What do I mean by that? People that get these positions of presidents do not shake things up. They are not truly, they haven't really truly been for the American people the way Donald Trump has been. You've heard me say in the past, and just look at the last couple decades. If you're as old as me or even younger, when have we ever had a president quite like Donald Trump? And the answer is, we really haven't. If you look at anybody that was even close, it's got to be Ronald Reagan. But then Ronald Reagan was another president, just like all of them, that continued these endless wars with our people dying, sending our people into battle. and these endless wars. And why do these endless, why do they want these endless wars? Because it's money. It's money for contractors. It's money for the United States. At the end of the day, it's all about money, folks. I don't care what side of the coin you're on. Donald Trump came along and changed all that. And they do not. They are scared to death. The establishment in Washington, okay? These perpetuals of lies. These traitorous people in Congress, in the House, in the Senate, on both sides, Republicans and Democrats, okay? They are all about themselves, folks. They are stealing our taxpayer money right under our nose. You know, they make legislation, they make decisions all the time to ship our taxpayer money by the pallet loads, by millions and millions overseas without any justification. You didn't vote for that, folks. I don't know one person that's voted and said, hey, you know what? Go ahead and ship my tax money to Ukraine. But they're doing it. So again, tell me how we are a free country. Are we really truly free anymore? You know, these new charges against Donald Trump being the first former president in U.S. history to face federal charges. I have a question to all my listeners. Are we past the point of no return? Can we bring America back to that shiny hill? The shiny hill that Ronald Reagan used to talk about. When you listen to Ronald Reagan talk, he talked about morning in America. That shiny city on the hill based on freedom. Are we still really that America? Is this still the same United States of America? And I'd rather say that we are on a decline, folks, unfortunately. But I'm going to go down what the Justice Departments are saying. Okay, so they're accusing Donald Trump of mishandling classified documents he kept upon leaving office. And then they say that he obstructed the government's efforts to reclaim them. Donald Trump confirmed on his social media platform on Thursday. For those that don't know, he has a platform called Truth Social on social media that you can sign up for. And it's much like Twitter. These are for those of you that don't know what it is. Myself, I'm not on there, just so you know. But a lot of people are. So anyway, Ms. Donald Trump confirmed that the charges against him include willfully retaining national defense secrets in violation. Are you ready for this, folks? The Espionage Act. Folks, they're charging this guy with a count of fucking espionage. Do you know that's like life in prison if they get their way? His other charges are making false statements and a conspiracy to obstruct justice. Okay? The Justice Department made no comment and did not immediately make the indictment public. The indictment, handed up by a grand jury in federal district court in Miami, is the very first time, as I said earlier, a former president has faced federal charges. And what does that mean? That is serious, folks. It puts the nation itself in an insane position. You got to understand, Donald Trump currently, right now, on June 9th, 2023, is the current GOP Republican front runner. Right now, we have a huge field of people that, look it up, that are running for president, including former Vice President Mike Pence. You've got Ron DeSantis that just threw his fucking hat in the ring over a week ago. You got Tim Scott. Now you got Chris Christie that jumped in. I mean, you got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the Democratic side, but you have nothing like the GOP Republican side. There's literally like 10 or 11 people. And within the next coming months, there's going to be five or six more. There's going to be close to 20 GOP candidates. However, Donald Trump is the current leader of the GOP Republican candidate and the most favored, the number one person to run against Joe Biden. I mean, this is the number. I mean, so yeah. I mean, he is the current front runner for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination right now. So how insane is this? This country has never seen anything quite like this. And you've heard me discuss this, folks, over a month or two ago, that you're going to see things in 2023 that you've never ever seen before in this country. Okay? So, saying that, Donald Trump is expected to surrender to authorities on Tuesday, according to him and his lawyers that talked about this. He wrote last night around 7 p.m. on his Truth Social, "The corrupt Biden administration has informed my attorneys that I have been indicted." And he had wrote this right after he found out about these charges around 7 p.m. Thursday evening. The former president also added that he's scheduled to be arraigned in federal court in Miami at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. In a video he released later on Truth Social, Donald Trump said, "I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person." Now, the indictment filed by the Office of Special Counsel Jack Smith came about 2 months after local prosecutors in New York filed more than 30 felony charges against Donald Trump in a case connected to hush money advance payment to Stormy Daniels, the porn star, in advance of the 2016 election. That's what I was saying to you further. Now, that case is not a federal indictment. So that's why I said that this is the first time a former president has been federally indicted. Donald Trump remains under investigation by Mr. Smith's office for his wide-ranging efforts, they say, to retain power after his election loss in 2020. And how those efforts, they claim, led to the January 16, 2021 assault on the Capitol by a pro-Trump mob. However, it wasn't an assault on the Capitol. Anybody that watched Tucker Carlson when he was on Fox News, Tucker Carlson exposed this on his 8 p.m. time slot on Fox News when he was on Fox News. And then on Fox Nation, if you had a subscription, he had entire episodes showing with our own eyes what we saw. And the Biden administration wants to say that what we saw is lying to us. I saw in the videos from Tucker Carlson posted, and you can look it up, it showed, you know, if you listen to the Democrats, they said it was an assault on the Capitol. How is it an assault? Tell me how it was an assault when it shows the videos from inside the motherfucking Capitol, shows the doorways, and shows the Capitol police laughing, high-fiving with these so-called mob. Showed them high-fiving and walking around. The Capitol police opened the front door for these people. It shows it on tape, folks. But the Biden administration and CNN and the Hollywood liberal woke mob want to tell me that I can't trust what I saw, so I'm not supposed to trust my own eyes what I see. We are literally in a country that they want to tell you what you saw with your own fucking two eyes. They want to say, you know what? You didn't see that. You're a racist if you saw that. Because that's not what happened. That's what they want to tell us. When we all fucking know better. Listen, folks, there's millions of us that know better. There's literally over 70 million people right now that want Donald J. Trump to be the president again. That fact is not going to change anytime soon, no matter what the government does. So anyway, let me go on here. Public filings in a documents case have painted a picture of Donald Trump repeatedly, they say, stonewalling efforts by both the National Archive and Records Administration and Justice Department to retrieve the hundreds, they say, of sensitive government records that the former president took with him from the White House and kept mostly at his private club We all know, of course, Mar-a-Lago, which is down here in South Florida. So they go on. While the nature of the few of the documents found in Donald Trump's possession is known, one of the documents that he has, he held on to letters from North Korea dictator Kim Jong-un. Other classified materials were found at Mar-a-Lago. We all know about that, which was a couple months. That was all made for TV, folks. Remember, it was like 4 or 5 a.m. and CNN was right there on the scene. Oh my God, you know, that's what they want to do. They want to fucking blast us all over the TV, and they want you, they think you're a stupid idiot. They want you to be like, oh my God, did you see what happened to Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago this morning? Did you see what happened, Betty? And then they want your wife to be like, that's it. I'm not voting for that monster Donald Trump again. They all think you're an idiot. They think the American people are jackasses. They think you're a fucking moron. They want you to turn from Trump. And they know that there's millions of people that have Trump's back and they hate our guts for it. Make no mistake, the establishment hates you. They hate your way of life. They hate that you have freedom. They want to change this country from the inside out. This attack on Donald Trump is not just an attack on Donald Trump. This is an attack on millions of us that stand behind Donald Trump, that want Donald Trump to take back the White House. They're trying to teach us a lesson, folks. And again, they're trying to fundamentally destroy America from within. You've heard me say that what I believe in my previous podcast over the last couple months, actually since Joe Biden took office, I truly believe the country's already sold out to China. But I believe that our government isn't telling the sheep that. All signs point to everything that I believe. Could I be wrong? I might be wrong. I might be wrong. You've heard me say when I have it wrong, I will come up here and correct it because that's my character as a man. Okay? I'm not some slimy little bitch that is going to continue to even post false information. I will tell the truth, and the truth may hurt you. But it doesn't matter. It's still going to be the truth. Just like in the beginning of this podcast, for those that didn't heard Jack Nicholson speaking, that was his character, Colonel Nathan Jessup. That is the classic scene from the movie A Few Good Men that came out in 1992. And if you haven't fucking seen A Few Good Men, what in the fuck are you doing? Finish this podcast listening to me and fucking go watch it. Because what the fuck are you doing with your life if you have never seen A Few Good Men? You can't handle the truth. And that, the truth nowadays, most people can't handle. Whether they're Republican or Democrat. And you heard me on my previous podcast on a personal issue here where I got something wrong and corrected it. But even that guy can't handle the truth. Can't handle it. Most people can't handle it. Can you handle the truth? Just like Jack Nicholson said, you can't handle the truth. The truth makes some people very uncomfortable. And Donald Trump tells the truth, and they can't handle it. They're scared to death of another four-year term of Donald Trump, because what would he uncover if he gets back in the White House? They can't risk it, folks. They can't. So let me go on about what else they say. So according to them, Donald Trump has repeatedly characterized the investigation as a political motivated witch hunt. You've all heard him say that, so that's not a crime. But here's what else is going on. The indictment reaches back to the end of Donald Trump's term in January of 2021, right before sleepy Joe Biden took office. Or as I like to say, stole the fucking election from Donald Trump. So the indictment reaches back to then when the documents, many of which were in the White House, according to prosecutors, Donald Trump packed these in boxes along with clothes, gifts, photos, and other material, and it was shipped by General Service Administration to Mar-a-Lago. They claim that the documents and boxes contained highly sensitive material, which actually had classified markings on the boxes, according to the Justice Department. And they claim that after lengthy efforts by the National Archives, throughout much of 2021, supposedly they contacted Donald Trump and asked him to turn over the material he had taken with him, because it was considered government property under the Presidential Records Act. Mr. Trump did turn over 15 boxes of material in January 2022. But they said the boxes contained highly sensitive material with classified markings. Last August, as we know, federal agents raided Mar-a-Lago in an early raid, which, remember, it was all over CNN. CNN got the exclusive. I mean, it was like TMZ, right? Entertainment Tonight. Look what we got. The former president. It was all made for TV, folks. And that search, they say, turned up material that Donald Trump had failed to turn over. See, so that's what their justification is for all of this. They're saying that Donald Trump failed to turn over boxes in request to a subpoena that he received months earlier demanding the return of any more documents in his possession. They're saying that Mr. Trump failed to answer that subpoena. So this is going to play out in court, folks. The Justice Department, according to them, has repeatedly asked Donald Trump's for cooperation with the efforts to recover the documents. They say that they recovered more than 100 documents containing classified markings, even though Donald Trump's lawyers had said that we don't have to turn over anything any further. Let's see. So this year is going to be nuts for Donald Trump. And you got to understand, Donald Trump is going to be running for president. I mean, he's got to do his rallies, and then he has to go to court for all of this BS. So what else is he facing? Let me tell you, there's still an inquiry into Donald Trump's effort to hold on to power following the election loss. There's also an investigation by a prosecutor in Georgia, from what they say, is into Donald Trump's attempts to reverse the 2020 election loss in the vital swing state of Georgia. So it's possible that Donald Trump gets indicted yet again. And then after that, he may get indicted again this year. So he may be indicted two more times before this bullshit is over. And I think it's a sad, sad state of affairs. But I wanted to come on here and let some people know what's going on. You can research this, pull it up on your phone. You can just type in Donald Trump recent indictment. You can see the news reports if you missed it yesterday. You can go to YouTube and watch videos from the liberal mob that I like to call them on CNN. Melting down, of course. They're cheering Donald Trump's indictment. Hollywood losers on Twitter, like actor John Cusack. That guy's a big pile of fucking dog shit. Just look up John Cusack on Twitter. The guy is literally obsessed with Donald Trump 24/7. You would think that these Hollywood types that should be grateful that they made a life for themselves of privilege. Millions and millions of dollars in the bank. You would think that actors like John Cusack from the 80s and some amazing movies he made, you would think this guy would be traveling the world, right? You would think this guy would be posting about how, you know, look where I'm at today. Traveling the world and just living a life of luxury. No. This cocksucker, John Cusack, is literally on Twitter daily starting from early in the morning to late at night, just Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that, for months. Holy Christ, how can these people live that way? There is more to life than social media, folks. You've heard me say this even to hear about some local people, that they have to feel validated. You've heard me talk about some of the fake Republicans in this fucking town. Those are the people I'm talking about. They've got to have validation. Oh my God, you said something about me on your podcast a year and a half ago. You better retract that statement right now. Jesus Christ, dude. First of all, you're not that fucking important. Nobody knows really who the fuck you are, even though you think you're important. You know what I mean? I'm just going off the rails here. But it's the truth, folks. Don't think you're that important. We're not getting out of here alive anyway. Okay? it is the way it is. But I'm not going to go into any more details about anything else other than what I was telling you about this Donald Trump indictment. And that's what this podcast is about. So, on that note, I hope everybody has an amazing weekend. It's Friday. It's around noontime, and I'm going to go grab some lunch, and I'm going to enjoy my weekend, and I'm going to enjoy my life like I always do, and I'm going to continue to speak the truth. It may not be what you want to hear, but I guarantee you it's going to be the truth. And once again, I'm human. I make mistakes. At least I can say that I make mistakes. Unlike some of you that think you're fucking perfect walking on this planet. But you're not. You may think you know more than me on some subjects. You might, but you might not. And in most cases, you might not, because you know what? I do my homework when I research shit. But again, I got it wrong the other day. And I made it right. And that's one thing I can promise you. If I get something wrong, national, local, about anything, I will come on here and make it right. I've said that to you since October of 2021. And way, way past episodes. So nobody can say that I haven't. You can go back and look and listen to my episodes, the first 20, 25 episodes of this podcast. I've said I may get it wrong. And when I do, and I find out that I get it wrong, I'll come on here and make it right. And you know, sometimes I don't find out shit until months and months or years later. Because you know what? I'm fucking human, people. I'm a fucking human. Is there any one of you on here listening to me that's fucking perfect? The fuck you are. If you think you are, you're a fucking liar. Because you are not perfect. We're humans. We're flawed. That's how we're made. So on that note, I'm out of here, folks. Go and enjoy the rest of your Friday afternoon. If you're spending too much time on social media, get the fuck off it. Okay? Some of you motherfuckers, this is your lives. Get the fuck off social media for the day. Go outside and live life. Put a smile on your face. Enjoy yourself. And once again, thank you for listening to the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. Thank you. Can't do this shit without you. Thank you for all the emails, even to you haters out there sending me hate mail. I really don't care what you think about me. Doesn't matter. I don't live for you. I live for me. What you think about me is none of my business. That's your business. But I do thank you for listening. And it tells me that you're still tuning in. Because you know you want more of the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. Oh, yes, you do. Or you wouldn't be listening right now. So, yeah, take that. And once again, thank you for listening to the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. And yes, I love saying that. I love the title of my podcast. Because it's all about real news and looking out for you. So thanks again.